This is Lamas Damar Vyuma Daf Ein Ches, Amar Beis Vyuma Daf Ein Ches, Amar Beis, an interesting shayla comes up. Let's say you have a katan that became a gadol middle of Yom Kippur. For example, if the Simani Gadlus came in middle of the day, or according to the Shitas, that a katan only becomes a gadol when he reaches 13 years, me'es le'es, so it's possible in the middle of the day, he becomes a gadol. The shayla is, again, a katan that becomes a gadol in the middle of Yom Kippur, what is his din? The Shita of the Chassam Sefer Ner Chaim Simen Kufayim Beis, he holds that when he's a katan, he's potter from the tainus, but the moment he becomes a gadol, for example, either shtei saris or meis leis, he's going to be chayiv in karis. That's a sheet of Chassam Sefer. If you look at the Shuas Yaakov, Erechaim Simen Tof Reish Ches Sivkan Aleph, he holds that someone that is potter at the beginning of Yom Kippur Menatera, he's also going to be potter basayif benatera, even if in the middle becomes a bar chiyuva. Why? Because special by Yom Kippur, it says, v'nisim esam sheisechem, v'tishal ha-chedesh bo-erev, me-erev ha-derev, is a special din by Yom Kippur, has to be me-erev ha-derev. And if at the first erev you weren't chayiv, you're not going to be chayiv at the last erev. So again, according to the Shita, even if he becomes a gadol middle of Yom Kippur, he's not going to be chayiv. A fascinating Shita is the Shita of the Netziv in Hemek Shil Shilta Kuv Samach Zayin Siv Katan Vav. He explains that if he eats at a time that he is a katan, it turns out he's not going to fulfill the chiyuv when he's a gadol. Why? Because if you eat at the beginning of Yom Kippur, when it comes to the end of Yom Kippur, you're not going to be in a state of ma'una because you ate on Yom Kippur. The only way you're in a state of inui is if you're ma'una from beginning until end. And zakta emek shela, that since at the end you're mechayiv to be ma'una because you are a gadol, therefore even bekatnusa you have a responsibility to make sure that when you are a gadol you're able to fulfill your chiyuv as a gadol. And therefore zok demek shela, since at the end the only way that you can fulfill your chiyuv ina at the end is if you fast in the beginning, you're mechayiv as a katan to fast in order that you should be able to fulfill your chiyuv as a gadol, which is a massive chiddush of the Netziv, very famous chiddush of the Netziv, that he holds that even before you're bar chiyuva, if you're going to become bar chiyuva, it's shayach for you to be have a chiyuv even at a time when you aren't a bar chiyuva, if by an action you do now, it's going to impact your later chiyuv at a time when you actually become a bar chiyuva. So very quickly, again, a katan that becomes a gadol middle of Yom Kippur, shitach sam sefer is, when he's a katan, he's potter. When he becomes a gadol, he's chayiv. The shita of the Yeshua Siakiv is that there's a special din Yom Kippur, me'erev aderev, that the only time you're mechayiv Yom Kippur is if you are bar chiyuva at the beginning, from beginning until end. The shita of the Netziv is that as a katan, since you are going to be mechayiv to be in a state of inui when you become a gadol, therefore from the start of Yom Kippur, you're mechayiv, even though you're a katan. Why? Because the only way you could be in a state of inui is if you fast from the beginning, even though now you're not a chiyuva, you have a chiyuv to make sure that you're going to end up fulfilling it. Everyone have an amazing, amazing day.